The triad is a lively scene. As springtime dances in, homeowners are ready to sell, and their built equity is a win. Great homes will be for sale, with a new deal behind each door. The Sharp Mortgage Team is excited to help in the spring of 2024. With wisdom and commitment, we'll help you chart your move. A quick conversation and pre-approval will get you in the groove. With pre-approval secured, you'll be steps ahead, you'll see, ready to embrace the home buying journey with confidence and glee. From cozy cottages to sprawling estates, you'll find the perfect fit, and your real estate agent's skill set help and determined grit. With a wealth of knowledge and a heart for your buying success, we'll navigate the housing market, ensuring nothing less. Don't let the media fool you. You deserve a wonderful new nest. With the Sharp Mortgage Team, you're poised for nothing less than the best. Embrace the warmth of springtime, flowers, and skies of blue. Partner with the Sharp Mortgage Team. We're always here for you.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Thiel from the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership. We're here for our third installment of the Downtown Podcast, and I'm so fortunate to have Jeff Smith. Jeff Smith founded Smitty's Notes many years ago, and we're going to interview him and get all the specifics and details about it. But first, a little bit about the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership. We're formed, and we're here in our office, which is right in the middle of downtown, and you'll probably hear in the background some music on the streets or some sirens going by, so we're right in the heart of downtown. But we're formed to help downtown grow, and we do that through a whole numerous set of programs. And if you'd like to learn more, please go to our website at www.downtownws.org. Now, I'm first going to say Jeff Smith is a real superstar in Winston-Salem, and he's a big fan of all of the city and all of the region and does a great job in promoting our city. And he is nearing a very big landmark of 20 years for his work here in the city. And I have to say, this is a real honor to get to talk to him. And we want to learn more about Jeff and then just hear his thoughts about our city and downtown in particular. So without further ado, Jeff Smith, how are you, buddy?
Good deal, man. Good to see you.
Thanks for coming.
It still blows my mind that 20 years will be coming up pretty darn soon and everything, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, Jeff, you were talking about our city and very positive about our city, and you were a lot of people take credit for certain things, and I think our resurgence in this city has been due to so many people, so many great people, but you're without a doubt one of those people from day one talking great things about the city. And tell us a little bit about yourself and just go from the beginning and just take us through to where you are, where you grew up, and where you went to high school.
Well,
and
all the way
from birth.
No, I mean, actually, I'm a native Winstonian. Been here practically all my life. Moved here when I was 3, and my dad's from here, so that's how we ended up, and graduated from East Forsyth Senior High School, and went to Elon College, which is now Elon University, and came back to Winston in all intentions on staying probably 3 months, and then looking elsewhere for a job, but got lucky and found a job at the end of the summer, and I said I'll stay at that job for like a couple of years with 2 turning 5 and 5 turning 10. And I had to make a decision, do I want to stay in this area or should I go? And I made the decision to stay.
Well, we're glad you did. And did you come up with the term Smitty? Did your friends at college or high school call you Smitty before you called yourself Smitty's Notes?
You know, I sat there and thought about that. When did I get the name Smitty? And I think a friend of mine started calling me that back in the early 90s, and it kind of like stuck within the group.
I remember first coming here in 2005 and said, how do I find out more about the city? And one of the places that everybody just kept repeating was Smitty's Notes. And it was, so I spent a lot of time learning about what's going on, the events, the communities, and other things here. But when you got out of Elon and you got a degree, and what was your degree in?
actually public administration.
And I know now you work in the legal field, right?
Yep, and actually that's a path you can take public administration, so.
And you bought and lived, and when did you first buy your residence? I'm not going to say where you live downtown, but I know that you live downtown. But
yeah, I mean, I don't mind telling people where I live. I live in Albert Hall, and I'm actually one of the first residents to buy that space. I moved in, I think, in this March of 1998, 99.
Wow, that's probably, we map all of the downtown housing units, and while there are a lot of homes in Holly Avenue and West End that have been here, and a lot of apartments that have been in the first wave of new development, really that was probably one of the earliest ones.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only ones that lived in apartments were the Kukins, who were down there on Fifth Street and everything. Yeah. The apartments there, but other than that, we were probably the first in the quote new downtown.
So you have seen 1998 and thus before all the way to today, and we're sitting in my office talking about, you know, your history and your time and a 20th anniversary, and the guy on the saxophone is just ramping it up, you know. So
you wouldn't have heard that 20 years ago.
it's really music to our ears, really, you know.
It
and
really is.
I met you when I first got here. You were part of my search committee that hired me, and this was middle part of 2005. And I remember there was, you know, this. I remember coming here and just remembering that we recreation billiards had not yet changed. Mill & Mushroom was not open. Nissen was under construction, I believe.
Yeah, we were probably just starting to take off about then, and I was on the board of the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership, and we had a discussion actually amongst the board, do we continue on and get somebody who's local, or do we get somebody who's a professional in downtown development? And we chose the path of trying to get a professional, and we got Jason.
Yeah, this was my first break as being the head of an organization. I came from Fort Worth, and I got to meet you and all the other people here, and I was just so excited because after talking to Jeff Smith and many other people like Steve Snellgrove, there are a lot of great people on that board at the time, and we're on the search committee. I won't name them all, but you guys were just so positive, and I just felt like this was just an opportunity that I just couldn't miss.
Yeah. We needed a little something to get us over the hump, and I think hiring a professional in our downtown gave us that.
You know, one of the things that really helped downtown is the Millennium Fund was a big deal, and you mm-hmm. serve on the Millennium Fund board.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize that the Nissen building, I think I've always looked at the Nissen building as being really one of the biggest decisions that when you look at public-private partnerships, that really proved the market. It did in both residential and restaurant. Two real key, because now while there are restaurants before, you know, and there were many real great ones, Mella Mushroom really, let's use a pun, mushroomed. And it really brought a lot more people in volume. And that's when we started seeing a lot more interest in restaurants. And I look at that and our statistics, and you see growth.
Yeah. You know, one of the great things about the Nissen building was that we saw that as a catalyst for getting more people downtown. And I think the folks in the Millennium Fund board, when we talked amongst ourselves, realized that, you know, this is a good thing that we could try to help out with. And not only just residents, but also the commercial piece, which is the Mellow Mushroom, and now local 27101 and Camino Bakery, and those three places keep that block hopping.
I'm always amazed at the you've got a tremendous group of owners, and so often I get the opportunity to introduce one business owner to another business owner, and they're both household names, but they may not know each other, and I'm shocked that they don't know each other. And it's such an honor to be able to. So a lot of times I really think what really drives our downtown growth and success here is the accumulation of so many things on top of one another. And so it's been many, many investments. And when someone goes all in, when they put everything they've got into a business and it succeeds, it's really an amazing thing to see. It's also sad because we've seen some failures, too, yeah. over the years.
And you're going to have that. I mean, you're going to have some businesses that do real well and then some businesses, for some reason, don't work out and everything.
It's almost like you go through the process and of talking to different people, but I was talking to a retailer just before we started the podcast, and you and I were talking about this, is that now we are at a point where we have available space, but it's, you know, we're getting to, it's not the same selection of space that there was before.
Yeah. I mean, I think years ago, you know, you had your pickings of, you know, commercial space to kind of like look at and open your business, but now those opportunities are coming few and far between. We're pretty much down to a handful of spaces now.
When you look at projects throughout the last 10 to 15 years, what are some of the projects that you really enjoy talking about, or just, you know, talking with people and people ask you about out on the street? Because you're always getting stopped and talked to, and what are some of the things that you hear a lot about?
Well, not only just 4th Street, because we've had one business after another kind of leapfrog itself to open up. And then how our trade street's kind of grown. We're known as the City of the Arts and Innovation. And if you look at that street, you know, pretty much now, I mean, we kind of like live what we say. I think that's important. The biggest thing I think right now is just the Wake Forest Innovation Quarter. I think Wake Forest has done a wonderful job as far as putting resources that they had into that development. And if you look at the Biotech Place, which is actually a building that I used to work in many, many years ago and everything, and yeah, I'm in awe. I mean, places like this you don't see too often in our area. This is something out of California, you know, so to speak.
Who's ready for movie night? Our friends at the Ginther Group Real Estate are proud to sponsor another season of Innovation and Cinema at Bailey Park in downtown Winston-Salem's Innovation Quarter. Up first, 1984's Never-Ending Story on Friday, April 19th. Bring your chair or blanket to Bailey Park for a great night of cinema from Aperture and food from a variety of local vendors. Pre-film fun begins at 6:30 and the movie begins at dark. These magical movie nights are made possible by the Ginther Group, the real estate experts we trust and showcase here on the Triad Podcast Network. Check their social media for info on each upcoming movie night. And for your real estate needs, call 336-283-8689 or visit theginthergroup.com. Buying, selling, investing, or just learning. Whatever you need, start now. And like me, you can become a Ginther Group client for life.
I was looking at some old pictures that we had, and there was a ramp that you could actually park on the roof of the the building that's now the Biotech Place. And a lot of people don't remember that, but you could drive up to the top of it. And our Brown Rogers Dixon building, where the front door is, you know, they used to have that really steep ramp.
You know, people used to drive up.
I remember driving down Vine Street, and there was just all empty buildings, and it was, you could tell that this was one day going to happen, and I'm just so happy that I was here when it did. And the power of having Wake Forest and their teaming up with Wexford and the state historic tax credits, the federal tax credits, and I think the real courage and innovation of our community and just everybody. There's so many people to say thank you to, and for me, Jeff, talking about some of the things that you've enjoyed seeing over 20 years, how did you sustain all of that time, all the time that you've had to do work, all the time that you've had, you know,
I don't know how I did it, Jason, to be honest about it. I mean, between having a full-time job and progressing on with that, on top of having a newsletter, on top of serving on various boards, on top of being a community leader and sitting in meetings, I don't know how I did it. But I did it, you know, and looking back now, I'm glad I did. It's given me a foundation to kind of, you know, push people along and say, listen, you know, if you work hard and you've got people behind you and everything, you're going to be successful. And I can say that now because I can point to this person, this outfit, this organization.
Well, it. I remember one time I went to one of your evenings with Eight, and
Very much.
And it was great networking. And I know that you had a couple that met each other and got married.
You know, I had three people get married from that, six people. Two of them are still together, one's not, but everything. But not only did I have three people who got married, but I had a lot of people who met as friends and everything and became friends because of the dinner program or network because their business needed to be out there. And what the dinner program showed was that it was something that was needed at the right time. And so it made its contributions to Winston-Salem.
Well, one of the things that just made my day each year is if I received a Smitty's Notes Best of Winston-Salem.
Yeah.
And so if I or something from this organization, it was always really something from this organization, usually is one of our events or generally speaking, like best place to people watch, I think you'd send us the certificate for lack of, I guess, maybe anyone else. We were always so proud.
But the Downtown Partnership has actually helped out, you know, with Winston-Salem. The Salute Wine Festival, I mean, gosh, I mean, we're known throughout the region because of that festival. And y'all have done a great job with it.
We have enjoyed doing it, and it's hard to believe next year it's going to be 12 years.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, we're scurrying 12 years ago trying to get it going.
Yeah, it's one of those things where people you see proudly displayed. There's a number of organizations and publications that do the best of over the year, but I was always very pleased when I got the best of in the Smitty's Notes, and I thought it meant a lot to people.
Yeah.
And I know that... last year was its last year, but I want to say thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I did it for 10 years, and it was more of a civic pride type thing to get people to know that there are businesses out there that you need to try out and maybe you didn't know about. And but each thing has its shelf life, and that award had its shelf life. But I think we had a good 10 years, and hopefully it's going to help you out as far as like your stay here in Winston-Salem.
Yeah, and it's one of the things for those of you who are not aware of Smitty's Notes, www.smittysnotes.com, SMITTYSNOTES.com. I want to make sure that I share that with everybody. And there's a link on there, who is Smitty? So if you want to learn more about him, and there's also a way to get on his survey our contact list and a whole bunch of other stuff, all the event calendars and just details about upcoming stories. But you do want to get on his email newsletter. What kind of listenership, what kind of distribution do you have? I mean, you must get massive numbers.
I have 16,000 people who get it. And everything. But you know, there's a couple thousand people who get it passed along to them. There's a couple thousand people who get it on LinkedIn. I'm hooked up with that. There, you know, 5,000 people who we tweeted out to you on Twitter and everything. And I've always played in the big three: Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And we also put the newsletter definitely on Facebook. And I've enjoyed, you know, people finding out about events that they didn't know about.
Well, it's also part of, you know, when you have an event that. It's no different than any other publication. When you send out your press release and you want to get the attention of Jeff Smith and get it into his newsletter, if you possibly can, and you've got to, there's some competition. It's no different than that for Triad City Beat or Yes Weekly or Relish and the Journal and all the other great, I'm missing so many by not the Chronicle, so many others that you could name. So, you know, it's just, you're right there with them as far as an outlet to get things out, and you've been doing it for 20 years. And
I think one of the reasons why we've been successful is because we don't look at each other, the Journal, the, you know, Triad City Beat or the Chronicle or whatever is competition. We pretty much look at each other as competitors and everything, and we try to help each other out when we can. And that's why it's been successful over the years, because I'm not a threat to anybody because of what I do. It's more about trying to promote Winston-Salem.
Right. I think that when you look at our city and you look at where we're headed, what are some of the things you're excited about, Jeff?
I'm excited about what Gola's doing.
Right.
Gola has been there pretty much since day one. With this revitalization and what they've done to the, I guess, northern part of downtown. Not only did they step up with the gallery lofts and everything, but they also built a senior center there right across the street. And now they're building some more apartments and everything. And if folks who don't know, Gola is a African-American church, and Gola CDC is run by some prominent African-Americans here in the community, and they have done a wonderful job. And that's what I like seeing, is just that this downtown has included everybody.
It's time to get serious about your financial future. It's never too early, but it could be too late to get started. And that's oftentimes the hardest part, getting started. How much do I save? Where do I invest? Do I save for college or retirement? How much for each? And who do I talk to about it all? Okay, we'll keep things simple for now and help you answer the last one. We recommend you begin with a local financial advisor. And that's Jennifer Johnson of Three Magnolias Financial Advisors. She'll sit down with you for a complimentary introductory consultation and go over all of your questions. Get started on the path to achieving your financial goals. Visit 3magnoliasfinancialadvisors.com or call 336-701-1600. Get comfortable with your financial future. 3 Magnolias Financial Advisors, retirement, financial planning, and investments. Securities offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through 3 Magnolias Financial Advisors. 3 Magnolias Financial Advisors and Cetera Advisor Networks are not affiliated. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Yeah, I, Mike Suggs was the chairman, who's the director of the Gohler CDC, was the chairman of our organization for several years, and still on our board. And I spent a lot of time talking about projects there and seeing them come to life. 757 North is the most recent project, and they joint ventured with a Charlotte-based developer. And it's one of the projects where people always talk about affordability, and they've been able to implement, I believe it's 15 or 20% of the housing units at somewhere between 60 and 80% of average median income, which is, to me, it's what is called workforce housing. And it's something that we've talked about with many people. It's been talked about, the affordability, and I think that's a big issue for every city. And I think one of the things that we're also at with is development of more entertainment uses in downtown. One of the things we've seen is more apartments announced. We need more retail. I think the thing that you see and that you've always been on top of is what I've really appreciated about you is you've always talked about raising the bar and keep going. Don't become complacent. And it's always been as if for you, if I can put words in your mouth. But tell me, if you would, what you think about what's needed more for our downtown and our city?
I definitely think more retail, more businesses opening up, more clothing shops, more a bookstore. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think people want a bookstore. And I think that's coming because Bookmarts is actually going to be opening a brick-and-mortar place soon. But I'd definitely like to see more retail within our central business district. You know, what concerns me right now is just too many apartments. I mean, you know, apartments are great and everything, but and having people behind it, but I've watched people actually walk out the door and look around and figure out where they're going to go next. And it's not pretty much not downtown. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere else.
You know, it is it's a progression. One of the things that you look at for retail is having more rooftops helps us be competitive for services like grocery stores And then you have apparel. Apparel is something that's certainly taken a lot of, it's a hard hit from online things, but it's something that you look at the history of downtown and you have people that still remember downtown being a strong retail, really the place and only place to buy retail. You know, we're not alone in this. We had a real positive development with Mass General Store, but there's always things that we lose and things that come back, and then but it's always ever changing. And if you look at any part of the city, if you look at Haines Mall Boulevard, and if you look at any part of the city, Stratford Road, you have businesses that change, and there's always change in the world of retail. It's a very volatile market.
I mean, well, what's it? It's a 1 out of 5 retailers actually make it after 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I don't know the numbers, yeah. But I wouldn't doubt it. And I think one of the things that what we've always wanted, at least for me, one of my goals was, is I've always wanted downtown just to be in the same game as someone is looking to open a nice business. I want them to come and give downtown a look. Now, that may not mean that they come here, but we're in the business for downtown, for the whole city to thrive. And that's something that a lot of people don't know about you. You're very interested in the whole city, and you often talk about us. You're not just a downtown person. And do you want to flesh that out at all?
Well, I mean, yes, I've been promoting downtown, but I think I touch on different areas of the city.
You sure do.
And stuff, and different areas of community development. I think in the newsletter that we have coming up, we're going to talk about Neighbors for Better Neighborhoods. They're about to have a community organizers session briefing to teach you how to be a community organizer, a neighborhood organizer. So we don't like really touch on apartments and condos and things like that, but other stuff that's going on. You know, as far as like away from downtown, there are things that are happening out west right now. Everybody's moving out west because that's where the population is going. So they're going to Clemens, they're going to Louisville. They live out in Davie County. They're coming from Advance. So that's something to kind of like write about too.
Yeah, and it's one of the things where I think, Jeff, people when they look at the city, I think people have a different expectation for, you know, 10 years ago, people were talking about losing our best and brightest young population in particular. And
I've got a different view on that since I was really involved in the young professional effort, you know, probably 16 years ago, 17 years ago. And you're not going to keep everybody here. As much as you try, you're not. If you were a college student, you went to school here and everything, but you probably want to go back home. But what we want to do is make sure that when you're here, you have a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. And this is on the top of your list of places that either you might come back to or you might stay at.
That's a good point. And I think if you were to say, hey, people weren't enjoying themselves. I would get visits oftentimes from colleges, and we still have things that we need to do here. Like, I would love to have many different entertainment uses, more like an outdoor music amphitheater, something that I think that we'd all love to have. I'd love to have a downtown bowling alley. I'd love to have a whole nother group of entertainment and retail and institutional uses here in the city. And, you know, it's something that we all strive towards. And I have a strong view about many of those things, but
I do too. I mean, you know, people want a disco in Winston-Salem. Well, I can tell you that. I'll tell you now, this town don't disco. You could put a disco up and it'll last, you know, 18 months. But if you put a bar up, it'll last forever.
One of the things that I've always loved is live music. And, you know, it's one of the things where, you know, every place, well, while we have a guy playing saxophone in the background, I think live music is also something that you have transitions, and we've seen that here in our town. And so I think there's going to be more change. Like right now we're on a hotel drive, it seems like. We've had a number of announcements with the Indigo, the Hamptons under construction.
Yeah.
Twin City Quarter has been changed ownership, and the Kempton opened about a year ago.
Yeah.
And so it's just, as you start and you feel like you've accomplished one thing, you never really have a chance to turn around, because there's always something else to do in the world of making your city a better place. There's always something to do, and you've always saw that something to do, and you decided to pitch in. And do you feel like your flame is as strong as it ever was for Winston-Salem?
You know, like anything, this is not the longest commitment I've made, 20 years on anything. You know, as an ex-girlfriend or not. But, you know, in general, I have had a great time with this and really enjoy it. And I have to re-energize. It's just like a marriage. I got to have something to re-energize me from time to time. And really, this town does it, you know? Just when you get bored with something, something new comes along. I mean, you had mentioned, like, the hotel wave that we're on right now. Nobody would have thought that 5-10 years ago and everything. And the developers that I've talked to have said that this market is ready. It's not saturated. You know, we can absorb all this.
I've always thought the Reynolds Building was so special in its architectural splendor that it would always find a wonderful use. I just am really pleased with the Kempton and the residences there. Every time I walk in, it just gives me goosebumps.
And I think each time, like, a Kempton comes around, it causes the other competitor or co-competitor to basically raise the bar a little bit. You know, well, if the Kempton's going to offer this, maybe we should offer that. You know, and it's good for a visitor, and it's good for Winston-Salem.
Well, Jeff, I can tell you, as we get closer to your 20th anniversary, we're going to have you on again as one of our podcast speakers more than just this one time. I'm kind of figuring it out myself. I've interviewed a few people, but you're my third person, and I can tell you that I'm probably going to interview you again, like, in three people or something very soon. But would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely, and I can tell you this, starting on January 4th, I think, you travel down Business 40 and look up, you'll see two digital billboards saying thank you, Winston-Salem, for 20 years. You're here first.
So starting in,
I think it's January 4th to 7th, and it'll be up for about a month.
20 years. And so when do you celebrate the exact date of 20 years?
It's probably April or May of next year, but really we're going to celebrate from January all the way through December.
That's incredible. I mean, what a milestone. And do you see 25 years?
Who knows? As my good friend Lou Baldwin has said, Jeff, they're going to grow old with you.
Oh, no. Well, Jeff, before we close out, and like I said, this will not be our last ride on our podcast, but anything else you want to share with us?
No. All I got to say is that Winston-Salem, you've beyond my expectations right now. Y'all doing a great job. Jason's doing a great job. The city's doing a great job.
Well,
everybody's kind of like pulled together and gotten this hog out of a ditch.
You know, it's one of those things where if, some of the people think you're doing a good job, you hopefully are making enough people happy. And I just, really, it's an honor for me to be service to this organization and to this downtown. It's a humbling experience. And every day I'm so thankful to come to work, and thank you for coming and doing this. And
thank you for what you've done. I mean, you made your contributions for sure.
Well, I every day the fire's stronger. And one of the things that we have in our fall meeting coming up on Wednesday, I'm really excited about that. And I just feel like for everybody here, everybody's expectations are higher, and that's all you can ask for. Like, I love the fact that people have, what have you done for me lately? And, you know, and it's like, I love the fact that, you know, I get some people call me that are angry, this and that, and then I'm like, good. You know, you don't want complacency. You want excellence. And that's where we're headed, hopefully, in downtown. And yeah. Jeff, and following your example, thank you.
Thank you.
For more from the Triad Podcast Network, you can subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. It's free, and it allows you to automatically download new episodes to your device. After you subscribe, take another moment to rate and review the show. We appreciate the support. Our website, triadpodcast.com, and our Facebook and Twitter feeds are @TriadPodcast. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.